Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chana Liba Bas, Achagidol and Yosef Ezra, Ben Esther, Baruch HaBetzlach, Baruch HaMaseh Yadayim. This parasha begins, parasha's bow, that Moshe Rabbeinu comes before Paro, B'shlichus Rishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should send the Jewish people out of Egypt, and he says to him, Shlach Ami Ve'Yavduni. He asks for his nation. And then the servants of Paro say to Paro afterwards, enough already. Shalach Es Ha'Anoshim Ve'Yavdu Es Hashem. And then Paro calls for Moshe, and he says, Moshe, l'chuna ha'gvarim v'ivdu es Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ami. Paro's people said, Anashim. And Paro said, Gvarim. So we see the three Madrigas here, Moshe Rabbeinu, b'shlichus v'shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ami. Avdei Paro, Anashim. And Paro says, Gvarim. What's the whole argument here? Who's going? What's the difference? What's the limud for Avodas Hashem? The Sefer Teferis Lamoshe brings a number of interesting sources on this issue with the Alderach Avoda. Sar Shalom Ibelz said, Alderach Avoda, not Derach Apshat. Don't try this if you're writing a Das Mikra. But Alderach Avoda, he says, that what the Pesukim mean is as follows. That Avdei Paro was saying, Shlach Es HaNashim. Miut anashim, the least amount of men, anashim, plural, is two. And two times enash, aleph nun shin, is bigamatria Shabbos. So, anashim is two. So if you take two enashes, aleph nun shin, you get gematria Shabbos. And what they wanted to say was that only those who are shomri Shabbos, they should go. Only those Shomrei Shabbos should go and serve Hashem, but somebody who's not even Shomrei Shabbos, he doesn't have this whole union of Avodas Hashem, why should he go? Paro said even more, L'chuna Gvarim, Miut Gvarim, the minimal amount of Gvarim is two. Two times Gever is Kadosh, Gematria Kadosh. So he says, no, no, only the Kadoshim should go. So the Avdei Paro said the Shomrei Shabbos should go. Paro said, no, not even that, not even all the Shomrei Shabbos, just the Kadoshim. Stam Anoshim, no, they shouldn't go. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach Ami Ve'Avduni. What's Ami? Miloshim Kecholim Oymemois. Oymemois are these calls that are going out. Shvach Yidden. Even the weak people, they should also go out. We all have to serve Hashem. So that was the machlokas, who should go? And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted everyone to go because everybody has a chelik in Avodas Hashem. There's a big chizik for every Jew, even if he's Yoruba Madrigoso. Even if he's not even a Shomer Shabbos anymore, he's just a Kecholim Oymemois. He's just like this weak little, this Kecholim that's going out. He still has to serve Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wants him. Hashem wants his Avodah. We also learn from this parasha, the Ezer and the Siyata Dishmaya, that every Jew has. If he just has a Ratzon to be Miskarif to Hashem, like this Vasema says, Tafresh Lamed Hai. We can learn a Kal V'Chomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened the heart of Paro, because he didn't want to lower himself before Hashem, even though he wanted through the Makos to return to Hashem. But since he didn't return on his own, may you refuse lanos mipanai. Paro refused to answer Hashem. He refused to subordinate himself to the suffering and to the makos and to let the Jews go on his own. And therefore, since Paro was refusing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machpid his leiv, that he's not going to do tshuva through the makos since it wasn't for on his own. So midah tova meruva. That's it. Paro didn't have a ratzon. But we do have a ratzon to return to Hashem Yisbarach. Asher chafetzim ve'emes lashu l'Hashem Yisbarach, the Jewish people who desire truly to return to Hashem. And the fact that they can't is because of tirdos, yikiyos ha'yetzohara. Hashem's going to help them. Hashem didn't help Paro because he didn't want to return. But the Jewish people who want to return, Hashem's going to help us. Sfasem is like tzi, he adds, ki ani chbarti es libo, tafresh lamed hei. Because כי גם זה רק מהשם יזברך, אפילו בהסתר שבתוך ההסתר, בוודאי גם שם נמצא השם יזברך. כי גם זה רק מהשם יזברך, שנעשה כוח גם לסדרה אחרה. ומאלה, מי שיש לו רצון אמס, אין לו לירה מזה, כתכסיב ברצוס השם דרך האיש, that וכולי. So, Svasema says, it's to tell every Jew in Bimachazik his heart that he shouldn't be afraid of the powerful Yetzirah. And all the Hastaras, all the hidings of all Darvish Bikdusha, he shouldn't be afraid. Because that's also from Hashem. He gives Koch to the Sitra Achra. But if you have a Ratz and Emes, you have nothing to fear. As it says, Birtzos Hashem Darkayish, when God desires the ways of man, even his enemies make peace with him. And even the Yetzirah comes to him and says, I'm here for you. Cholavavcha, Yetzirah, Yetzirah. You shouldn't be afraid of these Hastaras. Hashem puts them there. The moment you have desire, you can overcome them. They'll even help you. So this parish is a chizuk for everybody to know this great chashivas. And even if he's nichshol, al yipo levavo bikirbo, he shouldn't get down about it. He should be mischazik to make his own personal yitzias mitzrayim. Sometimes adarabah. The nisyanos that a person has, the maisa satan, to make this person go a little crazy. Like the Slanimer said in the Beis Avram in our parasha, in the pasuk Ken Yechbarati as Libo, B'Shem Tzadikim, and the pasuk Sur Merav HaSeitov, that sometimes if a Jew wants to do something good, the Yetzirah comes and puts mountains in front of him. He says, look at all the evil deeds you did. Not that he wants them to do tshuva, but he wants him to say, don't do anything good. That's what it means. Sur Merav HaSeitov. Avoid the Ra when you're going to do good. Because if you're going to do good and you think about all the Ra, person say, who am I? What am I going to do all these mitzvahs for? I'm such a rasha. Pretend you never did anything wrong and just do the good. That's pshat in the pasuk Ani Echbarati Es Libo, that even b'shas Achbada, it's Me'ez Hashem, Ani Echbarati Es Libo. God puts it there in order for you to overcome. That's our purpose in this world. To overcome these nisyonos. And the truth is that every Jew has in his heart a valuable jewel, which is Bevchinas Or, this great light. Like the Heilige Rebbe, Baruch Mimezhbush, says in the name of Rabbi Menachem Mendel, Magid Miber, brought in the Butzina de Nahora. That every Jew has a jewel, every Jew has a diamond. And wherever this diamond is, it's still a diamond. We all have it in our heart. That's what it means in the Pasuk, L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'or b'moshvosam. In other words, every one of the Jewish people has a light. L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'or, we all have this light, we all have this sparkling diamond. The difference is b'moshvosam. Where do you put the light? Some people put their light in food and drink. Some people put their light in making money. Put all their spiritual powers into silly things. Not that making money is silly, but not putting all your spiritual powers into it. And other people put it into Torah. Well, l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'or, every Jewish person has light. Question is, b'moshvosam, where does it dwell? You're going to put it in the Yanam Shikdusha or the opposite? So we have it within us to do the right thing. The question is, are we utilizing it properly? Because essentially we're or. The question is, what are we doing with this or? And this Nakuta is brought in the Medrash Rabbah in this parsha, Hadu Tachsib L'chol B'nei Yisrael Ya'or B'moshvosam Be'eretz Goshen Lo Ne'emar Ela B'moshvosam Shekol Mokom Shidu Nichnas Ya'or Nichnasu Meir Lo. Not only in Eretz Goshen did they have or, everywhere the Jew went, there was special light for him. In the Medrash Rabbah and the Pasuk HaChodesh Zelachem, it says that Amu Malachi Yashavis Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Olam Himase Taosus Amodos Amu Lehem Ani Vatem Askimim Al Mishi Yisrael Gomrim Mabim Es Hashana Amu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Lashavar Hayu Biyadi Shinemar Asa Yerech Lamoadim Avol Mikam Elech Rom Yisrael Biyadchem Birshus Chem. Malach Yisrael said to God, when are you going to make the Moedas? He said, we're going to agree that it's up to the Jews. And God said to the Jewish people, in the olden days, I made the holidays. Asirech Lamoedim made the moon for the holidays. But now it's up to you, the Jewish people, to determine the holidays are going to be a Chodesh Zelachem. Highly Chedush Arim writes in our parasha, we see from this medrash that everything's in our hand. Im hayadam yodea mahu, mashiyesh lefizeh biyado, bevadelei mevatelaf rega achas. If you knew who you are, it says, harei mesur biyadchem bershuscha. We have the power, we're in charge of time. We're in charge of when's a good time, when's a bad time, when's a moed, when's not. If we knew what we had in our hand, we would never waste a second. This parasha is a huge chizuk for the Jewish people. The kecholam omimos, even those coals that are going out, even they can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just show a Ratzon Emes, like you see the opposite in Paro, who didn't have a Ratzon, Hashem didn't help him, but if you do have a Ratzon, certainly Hashem will help us. Every Jew has an Or, it's always with us. And even though we're in a Makas Choshech, there's darkness around us, we have this light, we just have to utilize it properly. Shalom Yizochem, it's Hashem to have a beautiful Shabbat filled with Or. Be mayor to all those around us, and be zocha to the Tzias Mitzrayim HaPratis, the unpersonal Tzias Mitzrayim. Ul Hashleimah, Mahayr Rabbi Yamayim, Yamayim Rabbi Yamayim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and must be loved.